Guys, I've got great news. Guess what?
Monica's pregnant.
Really? Let's get past the moment. What's your news?
Thank you. I got a job in advertising.
Oh, whoa! Honey, that's incredible.
Gosh, what's the pay like?
Oh, come on, people. Come on now. If I don't know who makes the most, how do I know who I like the most? Hi, Joey.
Well, actually, it pays nothing. It's an internship.
Oh, that's cool. We have interns at Days of Our Lives.
Right, so it'll be the same, except less sex with you.
So, what kind of stuff do you think they'll have you do there?
Well, it's a training program, but at the end, they hire the people they like.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably going to be some grunt work, which will probably stink. You know, a grown man getting people coffee is a little humiliating. Humiliating and noble. Thank you.
You know, if I didn't already have a job, I think I would have been really good in advertising.
Ross, you did not come up with Got Milk.
Yes, I did. I did. I should have written it down.
Chandler, I want to wish him good luck on his first day.
And I smell bacon.
He just left.
Who did?
Joey, you're never going to believe it. She called.
She did?
You got it.
I did?
What is she talking about?
I don't know, but it sounds great.
No, your agent called. You got that audition.
With Leonard Hayes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is great.
That is great. It's for a play on Broadway. And in a real theater, not that little one underneath the deli like last time.
Is it a good play?
Well, it must be, because I read it and I didn't understand a single word.
And Leonard Hayes is starring in it.
Yeah, yeah, and directing.
Oh, he was so good in that movie of Macbeth.
You saw that?
No, but I saw the previews. They played it right before Jackass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has, yeah. He's done some amazing work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I loved him in those cell phone commercials.
I know. When the monkey hits him in the face with the giant rubber phone.
Hey, maybe the monkey will be at the audition.
Don't make me more nervous than I already am.
Good morning, everybody.
Can I get you a cup of coffee, sir?
Oh, no. I'm an intern, just like you guys. Except for the tie, the briefcase, and the fact that I can rent a car.
Seriously, you're an intern?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of heading in a new career direction, and, you know, you got to start at the bottom.
Dude.
All right, look, I know I'm a little bit older than you guys, but it's not like I'm Bob Hope.
The comedian? USO.
It's USA, sir.
This is Joey Tribbiani. Joey, these are the producers, and as you probably already know, this is Leonard Hayes.
Wow. It is so amazing to meet you. I am such a big fan of your work.
Well, I've been blessed with a lot of great roles. Oh,
tell me about it, huh? Unlimited nights and weekends!
You making fun of me? Because I am not a sellout. I didn't do that for the money. I believe in those phones. I almost lost a cousin because of bad wireless service.
No, I wasn't making fun of you, honestly. I think you were great in those commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I do bring a certain credibility to the role.
Oh, that's true. Are you kidding? When they shoot you out of that cannon?
Hang up that phone.
One take.
Wow. Did they make that? So, shall we read?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Top of Act 2. This is my entrance. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you still doing here?
I think you know.
Bastard.
I am what you made me. You know what? I could go right now.
Go! Go!
I can't. Oh, I want to, long pause. But I can't.
So sorry. You're not supposed to say long pause.
Oh, I thought that was your character's name. You know, I thought you were like an Indian or something. You know what?
No. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you sure you don't want me to do it again? I could do it with an accent, you know, southern. I could go right now, man.
Huh? My God in heaven.
Joey, hang on for a second. Leonard, can we talk to you for a moment?
Yes? You've got to be kidding. See, he can't act. Hey, I don't care if you think he's hot. You know, if you want to sleep with him, do it on your own time. This is a play. No, listen, if you insist on this, I will call my agent so fast on a cell phone that has a connection that is so clear, he's going to think I'm next door.
Thank you so much for whispering for my benefit. But look, if you just tell me what I did wrong, I would love to work on it and come back and try it again for you. And also, how you doing? Would you please just give me another chance? I really want to get better, please.
Really? Well, if you want to come back at the end of the day today, here are my notes. Ready?
Yeah.
You're in your head. You're thinking way too much.
I really doubt that.
No, it's that you're not connected with anything in your body. There's no urgency. The scene is a struggle. Uh-huh. It's a race.
Uh-huh.
Also, what you did was horizontal. Don't be afraid to explore the vertical. You know? And don't learn the words. Let the words learn you.
Couldn't I just sleep with the producer?
Tonight?
Oh, I can't. I've got a date with that waitress, Katie. Yeah, I know we've only gone out like twice, but I don't know. I have a really good feeling about her.
Oh, I hear divorce bells.
All right. Just give me your wallet and there won't be a problem.
What?
I have a gun.
Okay, just relax, Phoebe. Just stay calm. Oh, my God, I can't find my wallet.
All right, lady. No, give me your purse.
No.
What do you mean, no? I knew you'd be my death, Phoebe Buffay.
Lowell, is that you?
Phoebe?
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Oh! I'm sorry, Ross. This is my old friend Lowell from the streets. Lowell, Ross.
Ross, nice to meet you.
Real pleasure.
I can't believe you're still doing this.
I know. But I quit smoking.
Good for you.
So you look like you're doing really well. I guess your mugging days are behind you.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Phoebe, you used to mug people?
Excuse me, Ross. Old friends catching up?
Hey.
Hey, how'd the audition go?
Well, they want to see me again this afternoon, but, boy, Leonard Hayes did not like me.
What happened?
He said I wasn't urgent enough, you know, and that everything I did was horizontal and I should be more vertical. Oh, and he said that I should think less.
Well, so far, so good.
Honey, I'm old.
What's wrong?
I am so much older than these other interns. I can't compete with them.
Honey, so you're a little older. Try to look at the positive. You have all this life experience.
Yes, but I don't think life experience is going to help me with these.
Wow! It's like they're on fire!
What are they?
They're these prototype sneakers, and I have to come up with ideas on how to sell them, which I can't do because no self-respecting adult would ever wear these.
I'll give you $500 for them.
What am I supposed to do with these?
Come on, sneakers are easy. You wear sneakers all the time.
Well, first of all, they're not called sneakers anymore. Apparently, they're called kicks or skids. And I think I heard somebody say slurps. Here, look. They got these wheels that pop out from the bottom so you can roll around because apparently walking is too much exercise. Kids, kids, roll your way to childhood obesity. Would you help me try to sell these?
Okay, have you considered using a girl with huge knockers?
I don't think that's the kind of thing they're looking for.
Hey, that'd work on me.
Why do you think I buy Mrs. Butterworth's?
Hey, you'll never guess what just happened. Phoebe and I got mugged.
You okay?
Yeah, because Phoebe knew the mugger.
How do you know a mugger?
I'm sorry, I have friends outside the six of us.
You want to know how she knew him? Because Phoebe used to mug people.
Seriously? Well, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, sometimes when I was living on the street and I needed money for food and stuff,
Phoebe, that is awful.
Well, okay, I wasn't rich like you guys, okay? I didn't eat gold and have a flying pony. I had a hard life. My mother was killed by a drug dealer.
Your mother killed herself.
She was a drug dealer.
Well, anyway, it was a good thing Phoebe knew him because I was about to do some serious damage.
Okay.
This must have brought back some really bad memories for you, Ross.
Why?
Well, Ross was mugged as a kid.
You were?
Yeah. It was pretty traumatic. It was outside St. Mark's Comics. You know, I was just there minding my own business, you know, seeing what kind of trouble Spider-Man got into that week.
Wonder Woman.
Anyway, I was heading towards this bakery, you know, to pick up a couple of dozen Linzer torts for someone. When out of nowhere, this thug with a pipe jumps out and says, "Give me your money, punk."
Oh, my God.
I know. And the worst part was they took my backpack, which had all the original artwork I had done for my own comic book, Science Boy.
Oh, yeah. What was his superpower again?
A superhuman thirst for knowledge. I better get to class. Are there any more of your friends I should look out for on my way, Phoebe?
No. Actually, you might want to stay away from Jane Street. That's where Stabby Joe works. Okay, I think we have a problem here.
What?
Well, back in my mugging days, you know, I worked St. Mark's Comics.
Yeah?
Well, a pipe was my weapon of choice, and preteen comic book nerds were my meat.
So?
Well, there was this one kid who had a sticker on his backpack that said, "Geology rocks."
Oh, my God.
I know. I mugged Ross.
You're late.
I know. I'm sorry. But can I just have a quick second to run to the bathroom?
No. Leonard doesn't wait.
But I am bursting with Yoo-hoo.
Joey, here we go. Let's go, very quickly.
Actually, I really need...
We must go now, quickly,
yeah,
please.
Yes, sir.
Ready? What the hell are you still doing here?
I think you know.
Oh, you sick bastard.
I am what you made me. You know what?
What?
I could go right now.
Then go, go.
Oh, I can't. I want to, but I can't.
That was good. That was very good. You did everything I asked for.
I did?
Yes. Plus, which you've got this, I don't know what you've got going on, this squirmy quality that you're bringing to the character that I couldn't have even imagined. Wow. Hey, here's what we're going to do. Come back tomorrow for the final callbacks with the backers. Do all of this. What you got going now? But you know what? More. More. Can you do that?
Sure, yeah. I don't have time to say thank you because I really got to go.
Look at that. Still in character. I like it. I plant seeds. I can't explain.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Putting on the sneakers. Thought I'd get in the younger mindset, you know, see if it sparked anything.
Oh, anything yet?
Yes. How's this? They're so uncomfortable, it's like getting kicked in the nuts for your feet. Hey.
Hey.
Probably wondering what I'm doing.
No, that seems about right.
Well, yesterday at my audition, I really had to pee, and apparently having to pee makes me a really good actor. I got a callback, so I'm drinking everything. Oh, hey, by the way, that eggnog in our fridge was great.
Joey, that was formula.
We got to get more of that.
You know what? These aren't half bad. You should suggest something like these to Ralph Lauren.
Okay, first of all, that's stupid. And second of all, I'm not allowed to talk to Ralph.
All right. I feel younger already. Yeah, I think I broke my hip.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey. How was class?
No one ever asked me that. What's wrong?
Nothing. I really want to know.
Oh, there was actually a rather lively discussion about the Pleistocene.
Why, nothing is worth this. I have a confession to make. Okay, you know that girl that mugged you when you were a kid?
What are you talking about? It wasn't a girl. It was this huge dude.
You don't have to lie anymore, Ross. I know that it was a 14-year-old girl.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. You don't think I would have defended myself against a 14-year-old...
Give me your money, punk.
Oh, my God, it was you! I can't believe it. You mugged me?
Yeah, and I'm so, so sorry, Ross. I'm sorry. But, you know, if you think about it, it's kind of neat. I mean, well, it's just that I've always felt kind of like an outsider. You know, the rest of you have these connections that go way back and, you know... Now, you and I have a great one.
It's not the best.
I know. Please forgive me. I don't know what to say.
There's nothing you can say. That was the most humiliating thing that ever happened to me.
Really? Even more humiliating?
Yeah, let's not do this.
And then, at the end of the commercial, the girls get out of the hot tub, start making out with each other.
That's interesting. Just one thought. You didn't mention the shoes. Who's next? Chandler.
Okay. You start on the image of a guy putting on the shoes. He's about my age.
Your age?
Uh-huh. So he's rolling down the street, and he starts to lose control. You know, maybe he falls. Maybe he hurts himself. Just then, a kid comes flying by wearing the shoes. He jumps over the old guy and laughs. And the line reads, "Not suitable for adults."
Well, Chandler, that's great.
Oh, thank you, sir. Or man who's 2 years younger than me.
You see, that has a clear selling point. It appeals to our key demographic. How did you come up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I was trying to get in the young mindset, and, you know, stuff started to flow.
That is great. Good work.
Thank you.
We'll see all you tomorrow.
The cold weather hurts my hip.
Hey, Ross. Okay, look, I know you're still mad at me, but can I just talk to you for a sec?
Sure, go ahead. Oh, sorry. Sure, go ahead.
I just really wanted to apologize again. And also show you something I think you'll find very exciting.
Oh, my God, crap from the street.
Look, Ross, in this box, are all the things I got from mugging that I thought were too special to sell or smoke. Anyway, I was looking through it, and I found Science Boy.
Oh, my God. I never thought I'd see this again. What? It's all here.
Yeah.
What made you save it all these years?
I guess I just thought it was really good. And maybe it would be worth something one day.
You really thought Science Boy was worth saving?
Well, yeah. But you should know, I also have a jar of Vaseline and a cat skull in here.
Still, this is amazing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Phoebe.
You're welcome. And thank you for Science Boy. I learned a lot from him.
You're welcome.
I need an answer!
I can't tell you something I don't know.
You know!
I don't know.
I need an answer now!
All right. Here, you want an answer? The answer is...
She never loved me. She only loved you.
You knew this all along and you never told me. You never told me? I can never forgive you. I can never forgive myself. I have nothing to live for. Bang and scene.
Absolutely amazing. The part is yours.
Oh, thanks. Now I really have to get going.
Wait. Congratulations. You did it. You did it. Ah, you can relax now.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a big cable bill. Huh, you don't have a job, but you have no problem ordering porn. On a Saturday afternoon? I was in the house.
Hey, Phoebe didn't by any chance mention that...
She was the huge guy that mugged you? Yeah.
I see. You didn't happen to tell...
Everybody we know? Yeah.
Great, thanks.